Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices today are called weak to $1 per hundredweight lower on ample supplies and a sharp break in wholesale pork prices. The terminals are called mostly $1 lower, with top prices from $44 to $47. Peoria, though, called steady today with a top price of $44. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, February 20th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,849 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $54.75 to $67. The weighted average, $63.60, a loss of $1.52 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.32 to $53.50. The weighted average was $50.02. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 15,877. The base price range was $55 to $69. The weighted average, $64.94, a loss of 68 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46 to $51.16, and the weighted average was $49.11.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave, and it's not too early to start looking at the weather for next Tuesday in the All-Day Ag Outlook.
Let's do that.
Well, I may not be giving the best news, so maybe we will wait another day or two. Looks like there might be an Alberta Clipper coming through. The good news with an Alberta Clipper is it's clipping along. The bad news is when we get one of those, it's usually cold enough that a little snow could fall. But right now, the center of the precipitation is on the maps, which we're now looking 6 days out, or I'm looking at the 162-hour forecast, takes the heaviest precipitation to the west and south of Covington. So if this map was right, we probably wouldn't get much precipitation, but several days out. But the bottom line here is we're going to be warming up for a while, but it looks like some colder air will be coming back in next week. So we're going to have a roller coaster ride weather-wise across the Midwest. And temperatures the next few days are going to be running well above freezing during the daylight hours and dropping back below freezing at night. So the freeze-thaw cycle will continue. We lost only 2 inches of the snowpack yesterday. I thought we'd maybe lose more, but what's happened is it's really compacted into a solid mass. It was hard to even get the metal ruler into the ground today. It had to really punch at it, punch through that icy mass on the top of the snowpack now. So there's a lot of water in that snow that's out there. We'll probably still lose 2 to 3 inches a day here over the next few days with some sunshine. And every little bit helps to avoid what could become a flooding problem this weekend. We do anticipate a rather strong storm system to develop along the lee of the Rockies on Friday and come out across the plains Saturday. And the center of low pressure is forecast right now to maybe be around the Quad Cities by Sunday morning. And it's going to intensify so that there will be a strong counterclockwise circulation of wind around that low center. So for most of the Midwest Corn Belt, Saturday and Saturday night, the winds are going to be blowing from the southeast to south, and that means the Gulf of Mexico will be wide open and humidity will be traveling northward on those winds, and that will be the fuel for some showers and thunderstorms that will develop, and locally heavy rainfall is expected as we go through the weekend. Many locations in our two-state area could pick up over an inch of rain. That on top of what snow cover will remain at that time. There may not be much, but already the snow melt going into the river system, and if you add another inch plus of rain, that could lead to flooding, especially in the low-lying areas near the rivers. The big river floodplains could really fill up with water. Now, this is not a problem right now for crops, generally speaking, as we're not in the growing season for corn and beans, which are sometimes planted in the low-lying areas near rivers. But the ground is going to be very saturated, so some drier weather will be needed between now and planting time. But I can tell you around our area, there's not going to be any problem with soil moisture going into the season. Now, we're going to have rather quiet weather here for the rest of this work week. That first storm gets in over the weekend. Behind it, some cooler air dumps in. We may get that Alberta Clipper around Tuesday, and then the maps show another significant storm system coming in from the southwest. Not far behind that Clipper. It looks like it might be in here on the 1st of March, and that could be snow in the upper Midwest and rain farther south and east. And even with the system this weekend, if you go far enough northwest into parts of Minnesota and the Dakotas, there could be some blizzard conditions in some places up that way. Bottom line, an active weather pattern as we go into the early part of March. Looks like there's going to be no lack of precipitation around these parts through the first week of March. Now, in the southern hemisphere, they're drying out a bit in South America, especially in Argentina and Brazil, and that is good news for the producers there because they did get some rain in some of the previously drier areas over the weekend in Argentina and southern Brazil, and northern Brazilian growing areas have been wet for some time, so the drier weather is beneficial there. And it looks like there might be a little heat Friday through the weekend and early next week, but overall a cooler trend too, so not much in the way of crop stress. In general, the crop conditions, the weather conditions for the crops at least, are improving for Brazil and Argentina. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Do join us at the 2007 All-Day Agricultural Outlook meeting next Tuesday, February 27th, at the Beef House in Covington. The meeting gets underway at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with our first panel, and registration is a half hour before that, so come about 8:30 for registration, and we'll have cinnamon rolls and coffee there for you. It's a great panel all day long. We'll talk soybeans and cash grain and food, fuel, and feed, ethanol, agricultural weather, corn, as well as insurance. So a full day of activities next Tuesday, and we hope to see you there.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
In the Tuesday evening overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 493 unchanged last trade down one. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 465 and a half up one, last trade up one and a quarter. May 478 unchanged last trade up one and a quarter. March corn opened at 415 and a half up a quarter, last trade down a quarter. May 428 down a quarter, last trade down one and a quarter. March beans opened at 770 and three quarters down a quarter, last trade down three. May 787 and a quarter up a quarter, last trade down two and a quarter. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, we have, I believe, options coming off the board at the end of the week. Do they have any influence on the market between now and then?
Oh, they might have some. I think more than anything, it seems to be kind of a rain on the market sometimes, a little bit of a bridle on the markets. And then once you get that expiration out of the way, you know, sometimes that's when you see your biggest, real short-term moves, because a lot of people are kind of flying without a net at that point, because right after a big expiration, like the March cycle in particular, it's that much more expensive to put on a new protective option strategy. So the market's a little vulnerable, I think, to big moves right in that period. So I think early next week is when I might expect some more options-related fireworks more than actually going into expiration.
All right, then what about the calls today and the reason for them?
It looks a little easier. Last night, just using that as the best guide, I guess, corn down, I would say half to one, something like that. Beans down two or three, I would guess. Wheat looks like it's kind of steady. I think yesterday was kind of, no question, it was a reversal in the corn market. We made new contract highs and closed lower. In spite of that, beans had done the same thing earlier and then came back once again and finished higher. But corn does seem to be the leader of this whole thing, and I think for it to put in a reversal like that yesterday is of some significance, particularly when you see that followed through last night with a little bit of weakness and then, of course, in the beans as well.
And very quickly, calls over at the Merck.
A little easier there, too. I'd say both hogs and cattle are looking about 15 or 20 lower.
Thank you much, Clayton. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks. You too.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333-0853 and tell us how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.